Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where our panelists get to flat out lie to you. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can send an email to waitwait@npr.org, or you can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can join our discussion board and find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Brian from Seattle.
Hey, Brian, how are things in Seattle?
They're warm today.
Isn't this like the narrow two-week window where it's like not raining in Seattle, or have we already missed it?
Well, we try to say that, but it's about 3 months.
Oh, really? It's longer than that?
Yeah, you're just beautiful trying
to
in the summer.
You're just trying to keep more people from moving there.
I think so, yeah. Right. It's a good idea.
Welcome to the show, Brian. You're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Brian's topic?
False alarm! False alarm!
Scared me!
That was very good. This week we heard about a news story that started one way, but ended completely differently. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories about false alarms in the news, only one of which is true. Pick that true whiplash-inducing news story. You will win Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right. First up, let's hear from Tom Baudet.
Hopeful, perhaps desperate rumors in Middleville, Pennsylvania, that Toyota was scouting their area to build a new assembly plant reached a fevered crescendo when a busload of Japanese tourists arrived to visit the famous Middleville Caverns. Mistaken for the Toyota advance team, they were intercepted by the mayor, chief of police with flashing cruiser, and Chamber of Commerce President Linda Schaub, and taken for a tour of an abandoned industrial park. Middleville has been depressed since the collapse of the steel industry, and the townspeople were beside themselves with the prospect of jobs and recovery. Bows and business cards were exchanged all around, then the smiling visitors backed cautiously onto their bus and fled, never to be heard from again. I was so sure we'd closed the deal, said a disappointed Schaub. They were all so smiley the whole time. I gave myself sciatica with all that bowing.
A group of Japanese tourists mistaken for an advance team from Toyota. Your next story of something seemingly distressing that was ultimately benign comes from Amy Dickinson.
Actor Ryan O'Neill is famous for his temper and notorious for using a fireplace poker to assault people. The Malibu police have gotten used to being called to the O'Neill house to disarm the formerly cute love story star of his weapon of choice. So when neighbors called with a report that the abusive sometime actor was standing on his front lawn beating something with the infamous tool, the cops came, drew their guns, and called for backup. Police reported that they heard O'Neill yelling, "I'm going to poke your eyes out," while wearing an oven mitt and bashing what looked like a small animal on the lawn. Not so fast, fellas. Turns out that O'Neill was not eating his dinner. It seems that his hot pocket microwavable meal burst into flames, and he threw it onto the lawn and beat it into a pulpy mass of cheesy goodness. He was charged with assault on a deadly meal.
Ryan O'Neill using his fireplace poker to save himself for once from a burning hot pocket. Your last story of a false alarm comes from Mr. P.J. O'Rourke.
A woman in Bremen, Germany, saw what appeared to be a child abduction. A boy was being locked into the trunk of a car. The car sped off. The woman called the police. Huge manhunt ensued. Roadblocks, emergency radio broadcasts, all points bulletins. Finally, the car and the driver were apprehended, and the abducted boy turned out to be a dwarf auto mechanic who had asked to be put in the trunk so that he could figure out the reason for a mysterious rattle in the car's rear end. The mechanic, Klaus Shorty Mueller, said that he had done this lots of times, that it was the best way to detect the cause of rear-end car rattles. Being German, the police were not amused. But rumor has it that the Bremen police force was able to close the books on a years-long backlog of unsolved car trunk child abduction sightings.
Let us review your choices. From Tom Baudet, a group of Japanese tourists mistaken for a group from the Toyota car company come to save a town. From Amy Dickinson, the story of how Ryan O'Neill was not beating up somebody with a fireplace poker, but just putting out a fire. and from P.J. O'Rourke how it wasn't a child being abducted in Bremen, Germany, but, of course, a dwarf auto mechanic being put in a trunk. Which of these is the real story from the week's news?
Well, unfortunately, I thought I might be able to have heard one of these before, but they're all new to me, so I think Tom's story sounds the most true, and it was actually the funniest to me.
So that's where you're picking it, because it sounds the most true and it's the funniest. So you're choosing Tom's story, then, of a group of Japanese tourists who were mistaken for a group of people from Toyota who might open a plant. All right, well, to bring you the correct answer, we spoke to someone familiar with the real story.
The dwarf. You can't get better than that, because some cars have pretty limited trunks, you know, and it has, for example, a Mazda Miata. You're not going to put a six-foot mechanic in a Miata to find the noise, but a dwarf mechanic would be ideal. If he's ever stateside, he ought to send us a resume.
That, of course, was Ray Meliazzi, who's either click or clack, depending on how you're counting, of Car Talk, talking about Klaus Shorty Mueller's investigative techniques. As you have no doubt figured out, PJ had the real story.
We do these ahead of time, you know, and I'm saying, I'm listening to Tom, and I'm convinced.
Yeah, I know. That was a good story, Tom. Well, because he convinced you, you did earn a point for him, for Tom, but I'm sorry you did not win our prize. I apologize for that.
Well, that's okay. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for playing. Bye-bye.
Brian forgot the first rule of Bluff the Listener, which is the weird thing always comes from Germany or England.
That's true. You can't go wrong with that.